Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the North County Dublin area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. If the weather is nice, you can sit outside. They've benches out in the car park. There's decking that you can sit along with bar stools, and it's just lovely when the weather is lovely. And if the weather isn't so lovely, the atmosphere inside the Oasis Bar and Grill is well worth a visit. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not make it the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock? It's a stone's throw from the Dart Station. Malahide is just down the other direction. The bus stop is right beside the hotel. The bus depot actually is right beside the hotel. And you can go anywhere you like. The White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A caring citizen, I'm going to say for now, left a lovely note on the windscreen of a car yesterday evening. And the note on the car said the following: "Leaving a dog alone in the car in this heat is cruel and illegal, dickhead. Guards have been phoned, prick." Now, as I said, this note was left on the windscreen of a car by my esteemed colleague, you.
Yep.
The fuck?
Not afraid to admit it. It's okay. It's not the kindest or probably most...
eloquent.
Eloquent. Eloquently written letter. But I don't care. I don't regret it. In fact, I would have written more. I probably would have written more, only I didn't have enough space on the page. So...
Okay, so tell me the story. This was in Ashburn in County Meath last night.
Yes, Ashburn in County Meath, okay. Outside a shop. I was going in to do my shopping. I had my five-year-old with me.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I remembered the dog when we were going in because it was my five-year-old who said, "Oh, look at the doggy in the car." So I was like, oh, jeez, it's a bit hot. It was really, really warm.
It was really warm.
No,
I'm not going to disagree.
Yep. So we went in and I was in there for about 20 minutes. About 20 minutes. And when I came out, the dog was still there. No sign of the owner. So I waited a couple of minutes. No sign. I said, look, I could be waiting here all day. I said, my young fella was with me. She's like, what will I do? The guard station across the road, and I'd paper my car. I went back, wrote a note, left it on the windscreen for the driver, and I rang the guards.
So you wrote that note,
mm-hmm.
"Leaving a dog alone in the car in this heat is cruel and illegal, you mm-hmm. dickhead. Guards have been phoned, prick."
Yeah.
And you rang the guards mm-hmm. and said what?
I said, there's a car over. I gave him the reg, gave him the make of the car. Said there's a dog in the car. It was one of those little Bichons.
You know, Bichon Frise, yeah.
Beautiful little things.
Yeah.
And I looked in the car. I went over to the car. I couldn't see any water in the car, first of all. The windows were both windows at the back and the passenger seat window were slightly open.
So where it was blown through?
The little air that there was.
Yeah, this was in the evening time. I just wanted to set the scene here. This was, by the way, I'm not going in any way condoning this, mm-hmm. right?
I know you're an animal lover. I know you wouldn't condone it.
However, this wasn't in the...
It was still warm.
Midday sun.
It was warm.
There was no sun beaming on the car, I'm assuming, because I know where it was parked. So the sun would have been behind the buildings. So there was no sun beaming on the car.
The car was still hot.
No, I know it was very warm, but there was no sun beaming on the car. Is that right?
No, there was no sun beaming on the car, no.
So you went full Jeremy, because this is the sort of shit he does, wrote that note and rang the guards.
Yeah.
Did the guards come?
It was warm enough that my son, on the way around to the shop, said, "Mommy, it's so hot, can you open the window more?" And that was my five-year-old. And he was only in the car at this point from getting from... He was only in the car with me a couple of minutes, and he said, "Mommy, can you put down the window more? I'm really hot." And let's not forget that this is somebody in a pair of sandals, a pair of shorts, and a T-shirt. Not a full fur coat.
Mm. So no, I get it. I understand the issue here.
I went full. Eddie says, who takes a photo of the note they just wrote? I took a picture of the note to send to Adrian.
knowing full well that I'd want to talk about
this. I sent it to Adrian. I said, can you believe what this dickhead just did? And I told him what he did and he said, no, you didn't leave a note. And I sent him the picture of the note. I said, yeah, I did. So...
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my thing. If you cared so dearly, and grand, I've no issue with you caring about this little dog, yeah?
Poor little dog.
But two things. One is there wasn't sun beaming on the car. It wasn't the evening. It wasn't the early evening.
It was hot.
It was warm, yeah? It was warm. I'm not going to disagree with that.
And the dog has the added bonus of the big fur coat.
Okay, well, did the dog look in distress? Did the dog look panicked? Did
the dog was panting.
Like panting profusely?
No, but it was panting. Like, I mean...
Dogs pant. My point is... This calling the guards thing, like, what is
because
that?
It's animal abuse. If that had been, had I come back out and the dog had been gone, I wouldn't have thought any more about it. I would have thought it's somebody nipping in to get a few bits and coming straight back out to the dog. But my issue was that I was in the shop 20 minutes and actually the car was already there when I even parked. So I don't know how long the dog, so I can say minimum 20, 25 minutes, minimum. And that car was there before I got there. So that car could have been there a good few minutes before I even got there. Okay, first of all, why leave your dog in a car at any time of the day for that kind of length of time? It's not fair on the dog.
Is there any length of time that's okay?
If you're nipping in and out, if you're literally nipping in and out.
Okay, so I was at the petrol station yesterday.
Fine.
Had Molly with me, ran in.
That's fine.
Ran in, paid for my petrol and then got talking to somebody for 5 or 6 minutes. Now, again, the car wasn't in the sun, the windows were open, and Molly was as happy as Larry when I came back. I was about 6-7 minutes.
When was this?
Sunday.
You're standing there, it's not hot, you know, you aren't long, that you know, I wouldn't have a major issue with that, but it's so, weather aside, heat aside, you're saying about the sun, it's not just about that, it's like, don't leave a dog in the car for the guts of a half an hour sitting there when you're going to do your shopping, especially not in that kind of heat. It was,
Katie, I want to just stress that this was early evening. There was no sun beaming on the car. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. This wasn't
was
the
warm.
Middle of the day. It was warm, but it wasn't the middle of the day at the height of the heat of the day. There was no sun shining on this car because it was early evening. Anyway, that's the conversation that we want to have with you. I want to know how you feel about somebody taking it upon themselves, A, to leave a note on the screen,
yeah,
the windscreen of the car.
A lot of people agree about my language. About the fact that I called him a dickhead and a prick.
How do you know it was a him?
Well, her, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever it is. I'm just throwing it. Them. Whoever it was or whatever it was. Me calling that person a dickhead and a prick. I mean, leaving your dog in the car for half an hour on a sunny, one of the hottest days of the year so far, by the way. And it might have been fine afternoon time, whatever, early evening. I don't care. You do that and you're a prick.
Okay, so you leave the note for one.
It's animal abuse. It's animal abuse.
Why do both? Leaving a dog alone in the car in this heat is cruel and illegal,
because
you dickhead.
Angry.
Guards have been phoned, you prick.
Yep.
You didn't hang around to see if the...
I left a note for a... point that...
You didn't hang around to see if the guards arrived.
Well, I couldn't. My young fella was saying, Mammy, I want to go. I wasn't going to stand around. I couldn't. I had stuff to do. I had to get home.
So you didn't care that much about the dog because you headed on and left the dog in the car.
I rang the guards. The guards told me they were going around. Told me they were going around. This person could have been another hour, Adrian. 2 hours. I could have been standing there at my 5-year-old for the next hour or 2 hours. I did what I could do.
Well, I think you've an absolute cheek leaving a note like that
care.
On somebody's windscreen.
I don't give a shit.
And as for calling the guards, if you cared that much, you'd have hung around. You'd have waited to see that this dog was all right. So you really didn't care.
No,
you really didn't care.
If I didn't care, if I really didn't care,
you wouldn't have left an abusive note.
If I really didn't care, I'd have walked on and said nothing.
But if you really did care, you'd have waited to see that dog was okay.
Okay, so while I was waiting to see, was that dog okay?
Was this about the dog or was it about you causing shit?
So what, when I wait for the owner to come back and they could have been whatever length
And why
of
couldn't
time?
You say to your son, look, I'm waiting for the police to arrive, son, because of that little dog in the car?
I was saying that to me and he wanted to go. He was bothered by the heat himself. He's not used to the heat. He wanted to go. So I did what I left a note and I rang the guards. It's more, do you know what? Do you know what the thing is? It's more than I saw anybody else doing because I did not see.
Because most people aren't busybodies.
When I left a note, I saw somebody actually giving me a dirty look. I'd imagine they knew why I was doing it, kind of. But I don't care.
I would love to hear from you on this. Do you think somebody...
I gave my full name. I gave them my number if they needed me at all.
And did they ever call you?
Contact? No.
No, because they didn't bother their hours going around.
I'm going to follow up today. I am going to follow up after the show today. I just felt doing something is better. So you can sit here and be patronising about... Oh,
I'm not patronising. I'm merely saying, like, who the fuck do you think you are leaving a note like that on somebody's windscreen?
You know, judge me about it. But I did something, and doing something is better than doing nothing. And yeah, I might have used language that is unsavoury on it, but I don't care. Had I had the time and had I had the paper, I probably would have said more.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Mick has been in touch with us.
On the subject of leaving dogs in the car, why do it? If you knew you were going out and leaving your dog in a car in this heat for 20 minutes, why do it? If that was me, I personally wouldn't have even left a note. I'd have just smashed the window and rang the guards and let that dog out, got him a drink, cooled him down. Dogs have to be cooled from panting. They're bringing in cold air. Still no cold air. They can't. They're overheating. They're going to die of heat stroke. That's disgraceful. You wouldn't even leave a child in a car for that long on its own. Why do it to a dog?
Now, that message that I played from Mick, he's saying if it were him and he saw that dog, he'd have smashed the windscreen of the car or smashed the side window of the car and taken the dog out. Why didn't you do that?
Well, and be done for criminal damage.
Well, that's what Mick would have done.
Well, that's him.
This goes back to my point that if you cared so dearly about the dog, you'd have hung around and waited to see that the dog was all right.
I did something. I did what I could do. I did what I felt was the best way of handling it. I called the guards and I left a note. I was letting this person know why I was calling the guards. I said in the note why I was calling the guards, that the guards had been called, and I called the guards. I did what I felt was right.
By the way, you said leaving a dog alone in a car in this heat is cruel and illegal. Who says it's illegal?
I think it is illegal.
Find me the law that says it's illegal.
I think animal abuse is illegal.
Animal abuse is illegal. Define animal abuse, though.
Animal abuse is leaving a dog with a big furry coat
under 21.29 degrees, or like where's the line? Where do you draw the line?
Animal abuse. And I do not stand by and watch animal abuse. Okay, I couldn't have stood there.
You did stand by. You headed off home.
I did something about it.
Why didn't you drop your son home and come back? You only live down the road.
Lee, if you are the dickhead who left your dog in your car yesterday when you swanned off for half an hour to do whatever God knows what, and I don't really care what, if you're the dickhead to do that, then you shouldn't have a dog. Shame on you. Simple. You shouldn't have a dog.
I'm not even going to disagree with that. I kind of agree with you that nobody should be leaving there. My issue is more with you and leaving notes like that and calling the guards and then just pissing off.
Bye-bye,
doggy. Bye, doggy.
I had my own child with me, right? I rang the guards. Jeez, I can't. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, because I couldn't have lived with myself had I gone home and done nothing. And now I'm being blasted because I didn't smash the window away from the guards. I rang the guards and I said to them, are you going to go around? And I was told, yes, we're going to send someone around
now. You should say that to everybody.
No, I'm sure they wouldn't. I said, the dog has been there for half an hour. I'm pretty sure if it stays much longer, the dog could get heat stroke and die. They're not
going to
leave
a lot
dog.
Of people are saying that they would have smashed the window. You didn't. You just left a snotty note.
Maybe,
you rang the guards and you legged it.
Maybe I should have smashed the window. I don't know. But you know what? I wasn't going to get done for criminal damage because of an asshole like that. I did what I thought was right in that time. I did something about it. I could have walked on and said nothing. Maybe I should have broken the window. But my five-year-old was with me and it would have upset him as well. At least I did something. There were plenty there that did absolutely nothing. And what would you have done, Adrian? Honestly, what would you have done? You'd have minded your
I'd have hung
business.
Around and made sure that
no,
the dog
you'd have minded your own
was
business.
Seen to. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you told me I should
but
have.
But I wouldn't have been
business.
Rambo and left offensive notes and called the guards. I'd have actually done something myself, whether that be stand around the car and talk to the dog. Did you even talk to the dog?
I did talk to the dog.
What did you say to the dog?
I was like, hey, boy.
Yeah.
Wait, the same.
And did he seem happy enough?
He was looking at me, panting. Yeah. I don't know what goes through a dog's head. But I also, you're forgetting, had my own five-year-old with me who was bothered by the heat himself. He was fed up himself. He'd been in the playground. He was knackered. He didn't want to hang around. He'd just been in to help me do the shopping. And he wanted to go home. So, like, I mean, you really are damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Like, I mean, you think, I don't know, you think you're so much better because you would have hung around for the guards. You didn't have a kid. You wouldn't have had a child waiting with you. And I don't believe you would have called the guards. I think you'd have kept walking and mind your own business because it would have been too much
hassle
for
you. No, I'd have paid attention to the dog. I'd have seen if the dog was okay. I'd have looked around to see if I could find somebody who owned the dog. Anyway, our number is 085-825-2626. Susie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Susie?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Susie. So, Katie leaves a fairly aggressive message on the windscreen of a car and calls the guards and then headed off home.
I would have probably just... I had an incident there a few years back when I was in college, and there was a girl, she was renting accommodation, and she brought her dog with her to college in the car. Now, the college was from like 9 to 4, and it was during the summer, and she had the dog in the car, and I was like, you do realise your dog's in the car in this heat? And she said, oh yeah, no, he's okay. And I said, well, if you don't get that dog out of the car, I'm going to ring the WSPCA, the dog warden. And she said, yeah, grand, I'll do something about it. And she didn't. So I rang the dog warden. The dog warden didn't give a shit. And I said, so I hung around then and I said, like, if you don't do something about it, like, I will. So eventually she got the dog out of the car. And then that a few days later, she left the college.
Yeah, and?
That was it.
Oh, that was it. Okay. So what do you think then of what Katie did yesterday, leaving an aggressive enough message on the windscreen of a car and calling the Gardaí about a dog in a car?
I agree with her to a certain extent, but I know her. She said something about her kid. I was in a noisy place, so I didn't hear the full thing. Her kid didn't want to hang around, was it?
Yeah, basically. He wants to go home. Yes.
I'm not in that situation, so I don't know. But if it was me, I probably would have hung around.
And that's the point that I was trying to make. And Katie, I know you're going to say my son wants to go home, blah, 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 blah. You could have dropped him home and come back to make sure that the dog was okay. But would have taken you 10 minutes? Well,
no, it wouldn't have taken me 10 minutes. By the time I got home, would have gotten home and the traffic coming back in for the... No, it wouldn't have taken... It absolutely wouldn't have taken 10 minutes. And that's not the point. He had been shopping with me. He was exhausted. My priority was the fact that he was tired. He's also just over... He's had a tummy bug. So I wasn't going to hang around with him in the heat. He was affected by it and he wasn't in his best form.
So knowing as we all do...
But I did
the reaction time of the reaction times of Angarda Síochána, knowing how we all do, how slow they can be, the chances that they actually turned up for that are fairly slim. The chances of them actually turning up are very slim. Meanwhile, you just headed on and good luck.
I did more than most people.
Poor old dog could be dead now and you don't know.
I did something. I left a note. I highlighted the fact that
the note was going to help the dog.
The fact that this guy was a dickhead and the guards had been called. I told him the guards had been called. I did more than a lot of people would do. A lot of people walk on saying nothing, not my business. At least I did something. And I know my language wasn't great in it. I don't give a shit. I don't care. So I did something. I did what I could do with a child who was upset, not well beside me. And, you know... I did what I thought was right. I phoned the guards. I did what people will tell you to do in a situation like this. Phone the guards.
Simon, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Simon?
I'm all right, Adrian, but I'm a bit annoyed. I mean, who does she think she is? She needs to mind her own fucking business, seriously.
No, I don't, actually. I don't ignore
You went home.
No, I did something. Here.
You left a note. What did you leave?
You are shaming me for trying to call someone out on animal abuse. I rang the guards. I did what you are told to do in a situation. If it was a child, would you tell me to mind my own business?
It wasn't a child.
But a life is a life.
The windows were open. The windows were open in the car. Seriously, Kate, you leave a note to a language like that, and you're supposed to be a professional, the professional broadcaster. Adrian, you need to get that one off the show. She's twisted her. Something is wrong with her. We need to take her off
here
completely.
Right, so what do you make of the message that she left, saying leaving a dog alone in the car in this heat is cruel and illegal, dickhead? Guards have been phoned, you prick. What do you think of somebody leaving a note like that?
I think she was off her head on something when she wrote that note, to be honest with you, because that's what it sounds like to me.
I was off my head on anger and animal abuse. Simon, what would you have said if it was a child in the car?
Well, it wasn't a child, and I mean, I don't think somebody would have left her child there.
It's actually more uncomfortable probably for a dog in a short amount of time than it is for a child with the considering other.
You can bring children in everywhere. You can bring children in everywhere. You can't always bring a dog in everywhere. I mean, the person obviously didn't have a accreditation to say that the dog was a guide dog or anything like that, couldn't bring it in.
The supermarket that you were beside, if that person was in that same supermarket, you can't bring a dog in there.
Well, there's a waiting area in that supermarket where you could have actually left the dog in the You could, yeah, you could.
Jeez, you'd be giving out about that as well if the dog was tied up to a lamppost.
No, I don't have a problem. This isn't about the dog being... This is about the length of time that the dog was left in a car. This wasn't a few minutes nipping in and out of the shop, Simon. This was... This is animal... I don't care what anyone says. This is animal abuse. Leaving a dog in a hot car on a hot day for any more than a couple of minutes is animal abuse. It is cruel. It is inhumane. And if you do that, you shouldn't have a dog. You shouldn't be allowed to own any animal. You are an animal.
Well, I'm just thinking about what Adrian was saying there about when he went into a shop himself, and I was thinking before he said it, how do you know that person didn't get in to the shop, didn't end up talking to somebody, they never ended it, never intended to stay in the shop for that long. They could have been on their way back in. And I think the guards have better things to be doing.
Whether you intend on hang on, no. Whether you intend on staying in that shop that long or not, whether it just happened by chance, you'd say, if it were me and my dog were in the car, I'd say, listen, I'm really sorry. I can't talk to you now. I'll catch you again. My dog is out in my hot car and I don't want it to die of heat stroke.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you left a note like that in my car, I'd swear to God, I would actually shove it down your throat because I think that's just absolutely shocking.
Do you have dogs, Simon?
I do, yeah, I have two, yeah.
You have two. And would you leave, do you leave them in the car?
Well, I have done, yeah. Of course I do.
And how long? So a day like yesterday, let's say, or like today. Today is a beautiful day out there. You bring your dog to the car. How long would you think is okay to leave your dog in a car?
Well, they were grand in the car for 40 minutes one day, and it was last year.
Was that in the middle of summer when it's 20 plus degrees?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't too bad. Like, I mean, they were grand. Not bothering them. I got them out a bit of water. I wasn't going to leave the windows open fully for them to jump out.
Oh, you didn't even leave the windows open?
No, I left one of the windows open a tiny bit. But that was it. Like, I mean, you had a bit of air in, you know, not that cruel.
So you left your own dogs in the car for how long?
For 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
But this wasn't the middle of summer, was it?
It was, yeah. It was actually like.
Did you have water for the dog?
Well, I gave them water when we got back to Gaff. Like, it wasn't that far away. It was only up the road, like.
So, right, so, oh, my God. Why didn't you just leave the dog at home? Why bring the dog with you at all?
It wasn't just one dog, it was two dogs.
Why bring them with you? Why not leave them at home?
Because I like bringing them with me. No, well, hold on. I mean, why do you think what gives you the right to get in other people's business and to be leaving notes on people's cars? Because I mean, what if somebody left a note like that on your car?
If I acted that way, if I were guilty of animal abuse, then yeah, I would expect notes to be left in my car. I don't apologise for it. I don't take it back. I don't regret it. If anything, listening to you now, I probably regret not saying more.
Meaning what?
I probably should have been more, because this is probably somebody who does it more regularly. This is probably somebody
If this person is as low as you think that person is, all they would have done is looked at that note and just ripped it up and thrown it and probably on the ground. But wouldn't have cared.
At least it's highlighting something. You know, what's better? What's better? That I walk by the car, oh, isn't that terrible? The poor little dog. Look at him.
But you did pretty much do that because you headed off home.
No, I didn't. I left a note and I called the guards.
What's the note actually achieving?
Because I couldn't stay because I was angry. Because if I had a seat limit, what I would have said.
By the way, that particular car park that you're referring to, that you're talking about, where you were parked and where this car was parked, has security.
Don't care. No, not all the time. Don't care.
Most of the time they do.
What, security's not dog sitters? They're not obliged to look after the dogs.
You didn't tell security, no?
I didn't see security. And security's not there all the time, actually. So.
And you call the guards?
I call the guards. And I'm going to actually...
Simon, I'm going to
call them today to follow up.
You're going to call them today to follow up.
After this show to follow up, I'm going to say, yesterday I phoned in about a dog. I want an update. How long did someone go around? And I was told that there was a car out and that they were going to go around. That's what I was told.
They say that to everybody.
No. I said the dog is going to die. I told them if somebody doesn't go around, that dog is going to die. At least I did something. You know, for all the other people who would have walked by and thought nothing.
Okay, Simon, it basically what she's saying is it serves people like you right if the guards are called for you leaving your dog in the car on its own or their own in your case.
I think she's a bit dramatic there. I think she's a bit tapped. I mean, in fairness, like, I mean, the dog wasn't going to die. The windows were a bit open. Come on, Katie. I think she just wants to be hailed as a hero. It's just Catholic attention seeking. That's all it is.
Hailed as a hero. Adrian, when you said to me today to do this as a topic, what did I say to you? What did I say to you today when you said, let's ask the listeners what they think? What did I say?
that should be ripped apart.
I said, I don't want to do it because it's going to be me against the world. It's going to be everybody saying I'm a Karen and there's no point doing it. They're putting me just on to just literally be torn apart. And then I was like, you know what? Screw it. I don't care. I believe in what I did. I believe what I did was right. So I don't care. I said, let's do it. I wasn't the one who wanted to do this topic today.
I am.
He talked me into doing this topic.
That's true.
And I'm glad we did it because I don't care what people think of me. I couldn't give a shit.
Anyway, your view is, Simon, she's a busybody. She should mind her own business and not be calling the guards.
Yeah, I do. I think she's just being a nosy cunt, to be honest with you.
What?
I just think you're being a nosy cunt. Yeah, a nosy cunt because you're coming around here getting involved in people's business. Nothing to do with you. You wasted the guard time. You wasted the guard time for starters. You went and you left abusive notes on someone's car. You should be arrested for that.
I should be arrested.
Yeah.
You should have your dogs taken off you because you're barely able to look after yourself, I'd say, let alone two dogs. You left two dogs in the car in the summertime for 45 minutes.
How are your dogs? Are they alive and well, Simon?
Yeah. They're still going strong.
If I were to go home and kick my dog a big, massive kick up the arse, he'd still be alive and well tomorrow. It doesn't make it okay. You're a fool. End of story. Liam, you're on the line.
Yeah, but you wouldn't go kicking your dog.
Okay, stay there for a second, Simon. Liam, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Liam?
Good. Fair play to Katie for doing that. She was 100%.
Thank you.
If you sat in a car with your Canada Goose jacket on for 25 minutes with the window half cracked open, mm-hmm. don't think you'd last it.
No, I probably wouldn't. I don't have a Canada Goose jacket, thank God. But I agree with you, and I'm sure, Simon, you have to agree that you, today when I get into my car, and my car, by the time I got into it, wasn't actually in the direct sunshine. It was very hot. And as soon as I get into the car, I roll down all the windows to let the heat out. Yeah.
A dog, by the way, does not have the little hands to do that, by the way. A dog doesn't get a choice in doing that. So.
No, I understand that.
The magnifying glass. It'll just,
the car, you know, was, the car was very, very warm. But again, the point that I would make, and I'm not defending this. My issue here is sticking your nose in and calling the guards. That's my main issue, actually.
I don't care what your issue is. My issue is animal abuse. I think animal abuse and calling it out trumps you thinking I'm nosy, so I don't care. Think I'm nosy, call me Karen. I literally couldn't.
Liam, you think she was dead right to do this?
100%.
I'd love to put that Simon fool in a sauna for a day.
If it was cattle in a field, mm-hmm. if it was warm, a cow can go over to the side of the ditch, get a bit of shade, get a drink of water. Dog can't do anything.
Like, dogs are completely helpless. They can do nothing except sit there and suffer heat stroke and die. And a heat stroke, by the way, let me tell you, is a horrible, horrific, disgusting death.
I'm going to ask you again. When you came back to the car and this dog was there for 20 minutes or whatever it was, yeah?
At least 20, 25,
okay.
At least.
Did the dog look in distress? Because put it this way, if the dog was suffering heat stroke or it was in any distress, you would know it. The dog would be howling, would
panting.
Be yelping.
The dog could be, hang on, no. The dog could be sitting there dying, literally dying.
You know if he was dying, for God's sake. Stop being, I'm asking you the state of the dog when you came back.
The dog looked the same as when I went in.
Yeah.
He was sitting there panting, but it doesn't matter. He was lying there in the heat, panting. It doesn't. How am I being shamed for
I'm not
doing
shaming you.
Something? No, but you're shaming me for how I did it. It's more than you do. You'd walk on and mind your own business because it's
not
your fault to think.
I would probably hang around and wait and see if the owner actually comes along. And if the owner did come along,
you're shaming me for sending and for leaving that note when that goblin, that absolute goblin on the line, Simon, that fool who's in.
Hold on. Why didn't you do that then? Why didn't you, instead of being Billy Big Boss writing your little notes like that, why didn't you go in if you were so brave and look for the person yourself? Adrian has a point here.
Into a bit. You expect me to go in and stop all the shoppers. Don't forget that this is on a busy street where there's lots of
other
shops.
You could have gone into the supermarket and given the reg of the car and got them to announce, would the owner of the car please return to your car?
I have not had my 5-year-old.
He might have been in that supermarket.
No, he may not have been in that supermarket.
He may not have been, so I don't know what that other goblin is talking about. Had I have not had my 5-year-old with me, I would have had the time and the space to do a lot more. But I had a child who's not long over a dose. He's not in the best form. The heat's bothering him and he wanted to go home. I wasn't going to make him stand there with me in the heat or sit in the car because I'm not an animal who would do that to another creature. I did what I thought.
Why did you take the child out? Why did you take the child out? Why do you have somebody mind the child to stay at home with the child?
What are you talking about? Why didn't you? Why didn't you leave your dogs at home? Why didn't you leave your dogs at home last year when you went to the
shop? Busy getting everyone else's business, but you can't look after your own. You can't look after your own business. Seriously, like, you're just being a nosy cunt outside.
You cop on.
You absolute fool.
No, how would you feel, here, pal? How would you feel if you got a note like that left on your car? How would you feel if somebody started saying that shit to you? Wouldn't be too happy about it, would you?
No, but you know what? I'd take myself, fuck that right.
I doubt that. I'd say you'd snap. Anyone would snap. I mean, if she wanted to be so...
You'd be embarrassed. All your friends are there, so I mean, it's just fucking store shite, that's all.
Fuck, man. I mean, I think she was wrong. I think she shouldn't have gotten involved with all. It's nothing to do with her. She's just being naughty.
You see, at the end of the day, Liam, it isn't really anything to do with her. And if it is anything to do with her, she never did anything about it. She went home.
I did more than a lot of people. I rang the guards. Yes,
exactly.
I alerted the authorities. I left a note to
highlight.
Okay,
I'm going to ask you a question.
Cruel animal abuse.
I'm going to ask you a question. How is that dog today?
I don't know. Did something. That's all. I could go home with a clear conscience knowing that I at least tried to do
clear
something.
Clear conscience how? You've no idea what happened to
I tried to help. And I can't believe you're shaming me. Meanwhile, Goblin on the other line is getting away with leaving his dogs in the car and nothing's been said to him, but let's attack and put it on the person who said that she's actually done something.
Again, I'm going to ask you, how is that dog today? That poor dog that was dying of heat stroke in the car.
Hopefully okay.
But you
I
don't
hope
know.
Okay. I hope okay. You're an awful ignorant man, Adrian.
Jess has been on to us.
Hey, Adrian. Hey, Katie. Just a quick one on the topic today. I 100% agree with Katie on this one. Look, we know Katie gets very passionate about topics as well. So she obviously acted on impulse after seeing the dog. And clearly, and I agree with her, would have been so angry after seeing that poor dog left in the car. Look, we have two cabochons, and like that, when they're at home, even on hot days, they like to find a part of the room that's cool, where they can kind of cool down by the fridge or at the back door or whatever. Wouldn't leave them in the car. Wouldn't dream of leaving the dog in the car in this hot weather. I went into a shop yesterday for 15 minutes and I came back to my car and I had to open the window straight away. It was so hot. So, I mean, if I brought someone shopping, I wouldn't even sit in the car and wait for someone for 5, 10, 15 minutes on a really hot day, unless I have my windows right down or the AC on, which clearly is not happening when a dog is left in the car. It breaks my heart to hear of these dogs being left. I mean, the dogs should have just left at home. They would be much more safe and comfortable sitting at home waiting for their owner to come home for those few minutes, rather than having them, you know, sitting in the car in that heat. It's just heartbreaking, but I definitely agree with Katie on this one. The dog should be left at home and where they're nice and safe and cool. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be an interesting one today. Looking forward to listening to the podcast later.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vanessa?
Hello.
Well, Vanessa, leaving a note like that is a little bit aggressive, is it not?
It's aggressive, but it's the right kind of aggressive. Katie is 150% right in what she did. Absolutely. And see that simple fucking Simon, if he was in front of me, I would deck him. And I'm not a violent person, but oh my God, leaving your dogs in the car for 45 minutes. What is wrong with you?
She was more worried about a dog than her own child. The dog is an animal. I mean, the dogs are
obviously
fine. The windows were open a bit.
Hang on.
The windows were open a bit.
Whoa. You're saying she was more worried about the dog. She took her child home and didn't stay in the car park waiting to see
and
what happened with the dog.
And didn't
so she cared more about her son.
Hang on, Vanessa. And also didn't find out, and can't even answer the question for me right now, didn't find out what happened to the dog. If the dog was released from the car, if the guards turned up, if the owner came back, she found out nothing. She just headed off home.
Well, I am hopeful that Katie does follow up and that she does get answers. But having said that, the fact that she did anything while so many people walked by and turned their heads at a dog in distress, it's shocking that she's being shamed for that. Yet she didn't wait around, mitigating circumstances to say that she couldn't.
I'm not shaming Katie for...
exactly what you're
I'm
doing.
Not shaming her for having an issue with the dog being left in the car on the
you're
road.
You're shaming me for how I handled it.
I'm shaming you for leaving an aggressive, obnoxious note on the windscreen of a car.
You're shaming her for putting her child before a stranger's animal. It was not her responsibility to stand by the car and wait for the owner or wait for the garage.
Oh, but the poor dog was dying of heat stroke.
And she contacted the relevant authorities to deal with that.
I don't know if the guards are even the relevant authorities, but anyway.
Then it's more than anybody else did.
And the guards and the SPCA, I have worked with the SPCA. The guards or the SPCA is who you should contact when dealing with a dog in distress. And it, just to answer your question from earlier, it's not illegal to keep your animals in the car, but if something happens to them, if they get sick or if they die of heat exhaustion, you can be found criminally liable for animal abuse.
Okay, but again, as I said, Vanessa, we can't tell you how that dog is today. We've absolutely no idea how that dog is today because...
We don't know how the dog is, but we know that one person... out of every single person who walked by that car, did something, which is better than nothing.
Now, when you say did something, she called the guards, but we don't know whether that actually achieved anything.
We don't know, but it is up to the guards then to make sure that that's followed up, because okay, you wouldn't leave your baby in the car. You shouldn't leave your dog in the car.
I hope you wouldn't leave your baby in the car.
Hardly people do, and that's the problem. And because of that level of ignorance... More dogs get sick of heat exhaustion than should be, just because of ignorance.
Are you there, Simon?
And Simon, call me a cunt again, and you're getting cut off. By the way.
Yeah, but I think, to be honest with you, the windows weren't open today. I think you were disgraceful. You should be taken off the air because you're only a nosy cunt, and that's all you are. You just want to be a hero, everybody.
I want to be a hero. I didn't even want this topic publicised. It was Adrian who said, no, we have to do it. I didn't even want to do the topic. Adrian rang me and he said, come on, it's a good topic. I think we have to talk about it.
Why did you bother your ass?
He keeps commenting on every post on Facebook saying that I'm too dramatic and I have my lady hormones and women shouldn't be on the panel. Are you that same idiot? Is that you?
Yeah, no, I have said that. You're too emotional. There's something wrong with you. Seriously, something fucking wrong with you. You can't even spell properly.
Okay, enough.
You're only a psychopathic cunt.
Oh, Jesus. Enough. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Paul is an old friend of this podcast, Opinions Matter, and he joins us on the line. Paul, you're involved with dogs, with animals, isn't that right?
That's correct, yeah. In fact, I'm kittens in a catio.
Sorry, say that again?
I'm just feeding kittens in a catio as we speak.
Oh, okay. So what do you make of, firstly, somebody leaving a dog in a car on its own?
Well, somebody leaving a dog in a car, especially when the weather's like today, is a no-no. Not for any period of time, because the easiest way to describe it is, even if they were to... leave the dog in a few minutes. If it's 20 degrees outside, 30 degrees in the car, and a dog sweats through its tongue, it can't sweat through its skin, so it overheats very, very quickly.
Now, I did mention, maybe this is completely irrelevant, but I did mention that when this dog was in this car, it was the sun wasn't beaming down on the car, it was early evening, the sun was behind the nearby buildings. So the dog wasn't in direct heat. I'm not saying it wasn't warm, but the dog wasn't in direct heat. Do you think it is right to call the guards if you see a dog in a car like that after 20 minutes?
If it's been there for any period of time, then yeah.
And do you think that the guards will actually do anything about it?
Well, that's what they say to do. They say call the guards, so you call the guards. Because you can't go taking it into your own hands and smashing windows, because then you are causing criminal damage. However, you can keep an eye on it. No, to be honest with you, a dog won't start bouncing off the door of the car and whatever because they are overheating. They don't want to do anything. They start to suffer. They suffer in silence.
So you're telling me that if a dog was suffering from heat stroke, was really distressed from the heat, was becoming dehydrated, you're telling me that the dog wouldn't actually do anything?
Well, it would suffer in silence because it's trying to conserve energy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. You wouldn't know if the dog was actively dying. It would be lying there like it would be if it was chilling out. You wouldn't know. So Simon, that idiot on the other line, who left his dogs for 45 minutes and sees not a problem with it. Simon, what do you have to say to that? This is somebody who understands animals well.
I seriously think you are actually just overreacting and you're just out for trouble. Seriously. There's something lacking in your fucking head, love. Honestly. I mean, you need to be taken off the air and fucking... do you know what? I'm fucking done with this show. I'm not even fucking listening to you anymore. Don't be cunt. That's all you're at. I swear. Goodbye.
Okay. I'm dead.
Wasn't expecting that. Jesus. Talk about an overreaction.
Sorry. Kick it off a note.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting that. Anyway, Paul, at what sort of a temperature?
Like sorry, Adrian, play a voice note. We're about to come to this guy.
Sorry, hang on for 1 second, Paul. I just want to play this voice note.
Oh, I'm ready.
Here we go.
That was my wife. She's a fucking talking about there in Ashburn last night. Maybe dog in the car, eh? So you're talking about my wife there.
Oh, interesting.
Things are about to get very fucking awkward.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Paul, is there a temperature above which a dog should not be in that heat? What sort of heat can a dog cope with?
To be honest with you, anything really over, I would say over 15, 16 degrees, you need to add stone in the car. So you talk, because in all fairness, when I was driving over, before I left the car, I was up, and I'm sitting in the car. I'm sitting stationary in the car. I'm sweating like a pig. And to be honest with you, cause once you put it, once it gets over 15, 16 degrees, the car temperature is going to be another 10.
Okay, so anything over 15 or 16 degrees, a dog will not be able to regulate well enough. Is that basically it? Because, of course... It's important for people to know that dogs don't sweat the way humans do. They don't have sweat glands. They don't get soaking wet from perspiration.
That's right. They sweat through the pores and the tongues.
That's it.
Yeah, because this skin is covered with fur. And as I say, you don't have sweat glands to sweat out of the skin. So it's out the tongue, you see them salivating, and that's normally a bad sign when they're panting. They're trying to regulate the heat through drawing cool air across the tongue to try and help them cool down. And I was up Killiney Hill today with three dogs, and to be honest with you, they were... I took them there... I normally go further, but because of the heat today, I brought them there with loads and loads of water. I always make sure they've got loads of water to drink because I felt guilty on the...
Okay, and that was with you in the car with them?
That was me in the car with them, driving them up, and then...
Okay, so even with the air conditioning lashed on, it still gets too warm for a dog in a car?
Yeah, it gets too warm for me, to be honest with you, as well.
Okay. All right, so if anybody sees the same thing, sees a dog left alone in a car in the heat, you should call the guards and leave an obnoxious note on the windscreen.
I wouldn't go so far as the obnoxious note. I would say call the guards, especially if it's been there for any length of time.
All right, stay there for 1 second. Our number is 0858252626. Who am I going to now?
This is the person who claims to be the husband of...
This is Mick, is it?
This is Mick.
How are you, Mick?
I'm not good, Aidan, at all, tell you the truth.
Why? Well, explain to me what's going on here.
Hold on a minute here, Nick. My wife went for a wee cup of coffee last night with her friends, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And she came back then to Gardaí at the car, and all for nothing.
So they came.
Like the wind. So Katie, hold on a minute. You're talking shite. You're talking through your arse today, now, Katie. Tell you the truth.
My arse. Why? What am I talking through my arse about, mate?
Because the window is down in the car.
doesn't, I don't give
a shit. My wife was going to have a cup of coffee.
Your wife was in insomnia, having coffee.
That's where she was, having a cup of coffee, aye.
Oh, wow. Is she, does she know she's an idiot?
Do you know you're an arsehole? Tell my wife, calling the police on my wife. I should send her down and give you a wee slap.
Oh, Jerry Adams is in the house. So
Jerry Adams, my whole.
So you are saying that your wife, do you mind me asking what car it is? I just want to make sure, just for the sake of arguing.
Well, I don't want to identify any car. I don't want to identify any person.
I want to know what the make of the car is.
It's none of your business, Katie. You know what make of car it is, Katie.
I know what make of car it is. And I know what make of person your wife is. A gobshite.
Are you nothing else better than Katie? Have you not only your people's cars?
Your wife was having a coffee in insomnia while your dog was out sweltering in a hot car. Your wife was in talking goss with the girls. And
no,
I'm
she's having
you.
A wee cup of coffee, aye. You're a flute. I swear to God.
Let me ask you, Mick,
why wasn't the dog left at home?
Because you brought the wee dog. You realize she brings her everywhere with her.
Oh, then, but not you know into the coffee shop.
Obviously not, no.
So, the dog was left in the car.
It wasn't that warm out there last night.
It was that warm.
It was warm, Katie. It wasn't.
So you
tell
me how warm it was, Katie?
It was hot. It was hot enough that my son asked me to put the window down more because he was too warm.
So if your fucking son asked you to jump off the M50 bridge, would you, aye?
Oh, yes, because that equates to opening a window because he's feeling a bit warm.
Come on, do you know the window was down? Even the guard said the window was down.
Sorry. Mick, let me preface what I'm going to say by saying, first of all, your wife's an idiot. Second of all, I don't regret.
Right.
I do not regret phoning the guards.
Okay,
I want
to ask you a question, Mick. What exactly did the guards say with regard to the phone call that they got and your dog being left in the car? Did they charge your wife? Did they arrest her? Did they do anything?
They gave her a caution.
And that's it. She's basically told, don't do that again.
That's right.
Okay.
Like your mom was.
And can I ask you, do you not think it is wrong to leave a dog in the car alone for 20, 25 minutes?
Not really, no.
You don't see anything wrong with and the windows being open and whatnot?
Because the windows were down. Do you know what I mean, Aidan? It'd be different if the windows weren't down.
The windows were barely down.
I don't understand.
They were barely down. And she could have gotten her coffee to go, or has she not yet discovered that concept? Like animal abuse is...
You're trying to be funny there, love.
I think your wife is funny. You need to get your wife checked.
I've just gotten this message in, Mick. I don't know how true this is, but I'm going to play the message anyway. This is Helen.
You actually could have brought the dog and sat outside insomnia in Ashburn with your dog, which lots of people do. There's seats there outside and you can have your dog watch the world go by.
Yep.
So she could have...
And she was had to go in and do a wee bit of shopping first, you see, you know, so you can't bring your dog into Tesco, you know what I mean?
So she went in, got her... that makes so much more sense. Yeah, she...
No, not the week shopping day. She went in and grabbed one or two groceries, like, you're not allowed to bring your dog in, you know?
The point being, you see nothing wrong with the dog being... Hang on, you see nothing wrong...
Seriously, until he tells me what make a car was.
Nope.
I'm taking it that you're a moron, that your wife's a moron.
You're talking through your asshole.
I'm not talking through any bodily parts, thank you very much. I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you to tell me what the make of the car was.
But then everybody will know what kind of car I'm driving, and then you know what I mean? So, but you want me to tell you?
Yeah, I do.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I do. That's why I asked. Are you as simple as your wife?
Oh, he's gone. Ooh. Well, Katie, he's pissed off that that you rang the guards. You make no apologies, obviously.
I want to know what the make of the car was.
Why? What's that achieving?
Because why won't he tell me?
Well, you think he's winding you up. He seems to know the details.
Well, he knows the details, yeah. And he's right about the coffee shop, that there is a coffee shop there.
Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Nolene, who's been on to us.
I agree with Katie. In having coffee and the dog in the car, why didn't you get the coffee and sit outside and have the dog with her? Like, why, you know, and I do the same as I would. And your man would want to rein in there now. He's very abusive.
All right. Thanks very much indeed, Nolene, for your message. We got this WhatsApp voice note from Robert just this second.
How are you guys? Excellent topic today in the show. Kate, it was 100% dead right. Adrian, you had a conversation about this a few months ago in relation to the heat and walking the dogs out in the heat and all that, and saying that is it really anyone's business? And my wife and I were telling you that we'd say it to people, try and say it nicely. If they get aggressive, well, especially me, I get aggressive back with them, but especially in the car, no, you should not be keeping a dog in the car in that heat. Absolutely not. It's like an oven. You wouldn't do it to a baby. You wouldn't even do it to yourself. You try sitting in the car with the windows, even slightly cracked, with the car turned off in that heat. You'd be in bits. It's animal abuse. It really is. There might be some people, well, there's no excuse. Even nowadays, there's so much information out there to explain, to teach you how to look after dogs and all that. No, there's not even a simpleton. And I know there is simpletons. Not even a simpleton would be like, oh yeah, leave the dog, it'd be grand. So Katie, dead right, she did something at least, because it is animal cruelty and the dog should be taken off, you know. It's fucking wrong. Anyway, great show, guys.
All right, Robert, thanks very much indeed for your message. Sorry, we lost Mick on the line there. So do we have him back on the line?
Okay, I get the feeling that he's not ripping the piss out of me, but I want to know.
You want to know what?
I want to know what the make of the car was.
But you're not going to advertise the name of the...
I want to know what the make of the car was.
But you're not going to advertise it on this podcast.
Why? Why? Because everybody with that make a car is suddenly going to be guilty of animal abuse and have a stupid wife? Is that what you're talking
you're
about?
You're not putting it on this podcast.
Why? Oh, okay, sorry. I said the make of my car so everybody knows that my wife... Everybody in Ireland will now know that my wife is a gobshite. No, I'm sorry. Your wife's gobshitedness cannot be noticed through... No, the moron turned his phone off. You know what? I don't even care if it is. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Simon and his rage quit. I don't care. You shouldn't have animals. Eddie, who texted in a few minutes ago saying that I was being dramatic and that I should be sacked. I think it might be regular Eddie, I'm not too sure. That I should be sacked. I don't care. Sack me. I don't walk past animal abuse.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. This has been Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie. We'll catch you on the next one.